थैंक यू वेरी मच, ओम शांति। हमारा बहुत इंपॉर्टेंट सेशन अभी जो है, होलिस्टिक अप्रोच टू डायबिटीज, वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग। भारत में बहुत मीठे लोग हो गए हैं, स्वीट पीपल इन इंडिया आर इंक्रीजिंग। एंड फॉर दिस सेशन आई इनवाइट द चेयरपर्सन ऑफ दिस सेशन इज Dr. Pradeep Bhardwaj. Dr. Pradeep Bhardwaj, if you are here, Principal Rishikul Government PG Ayurvedic College, Haridwar. Dr. Pradeep Bhardwaj, please come on the dais. And co-chairperson, Dr. S.K. Verma. Dr. S.K. Verma, Professor from GTB Hospital, UCMS and GTB Hospital, Delhi. Professor Dr. S.K. Verma. Yes, please come, sir. Dr. Bhardwaj, please take your seat.
What time? So what time you will leave?
I want to...
नहीं तो आप इंट्रोड्यूस करके चले जाओ ना, दैट इज पॉसिबल। हाँ, इंट्रोड्यूस करके। यू आर हियर ना, यू आर नॉट लिविंग ना। प्लीज टेक योर सीट। बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग सेशन है ये कि हाउ राजयोगा मेडिटेशन हेल्प्स इन कंट्रोलिंग ब्लड शुगर एंड लाइफस्टाइल मॉडिफिकेशन। एंड वी हैव चेयरपर्सन विद अस डॉक्टर प्रदीप भारद्वाज हु हैज ट्रेन एट 9:30 बट ही स्टिल अटेंडिंग। ही विल इंट्रोड्यूस द सेशन and he'll give his opinion on the subjects, how holistic approach to diabetes, and then we'll have a session of Dr. Sriman Sahu. I invite BK sisters to welcome our guests with bouquets and the badges. Brahma Kumari behne bouquets aur badges se swagat karenge mehmano ka. Aap log taliya baja sakte hain, अच्छी तरह बजा सकते हैं। डॉक्टर श्रीमन साहू का भी स्वागत करेंगे बुकेस बैचेस से। यहां पर मीठे बच्चे कितने हैं बैठे हुए? मीठे बच्चे माना जिनको डायबिटीज है। अच्छा अच्छा, थैंक यू वेरी मच। सो ऑल इज योर सर, थैंक यू।
हेलो, first of all I give thanks to the organizer who have given me this opportunity to be here as a chairperson for this seminar. I am a scholar of Ayurveda, which is closely associated or related with the spirituality, because in Ayurveda the definition of the life, when there is combination of शरीर, इंद्रिय, सत्व और आत्मा, जब इन चारों का संयोग होता है तभी लाइफ होती है, और जब इनका कोऑर्डिनेशन नहीं होता है तो लाइफ नहीं होती है। तो शुरू से ही हजारों वर्ष पहले से आयुर्वेद ने इस चीज को माना है और ये आज भी उसी तरह से ट्रू है। द सेकेंड थिंग, द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ आयुर्वेद, that is the first principle, is to preserve the health of a healthy person, and the second principle is to treat the patient. So in Ayurveda, because diabetes is a lifestyle disorder, psychosomatic disorder, so if we follow the proper regime of our day to day life, that is in our text it is described as ऋतुचर्या और दिनचर्या। किस ऋतु में हमें क्या खाना है, कैसे रहना है, किस तरह से बिहेव करना है, ये सारी चीजों का जहां पर डिस्क्रिप्शन अगर हम उसको फॉलो करें प्रॉपरली तो मैं समझता हूं कि ये आने वाली डिजीज नहीं होंगी। दूसरा, आज के युग में जैसे कोई ये एक जेनेटिक डिसऑर्डर भी है एंड इट रन्स फ्रॉम फैमिली टू फैमिली, तो जब आज एक कोई बेबी हॉस्पिटल में या घर पर पैदा होता है तो उसकी जो फैमिली हिस्ट्री है वो उसके डिस्चार्ज स्लिप पर जरूर लिख देनी चाहिए कि हिज मदर और हिज फादर और हिज ग्रैंड फादर इज सफरिंग विद द डायबिटीज एंड द पेरेंट्स शुड बी टेल दैट इट शुड बी प्रिजर्व फॉर फ्यूचर एज सून एज द चाइल्ड विल ग्रो द प्रिकॉशन शुड बी टेकन फ्रॉम वेरी बिगनिंग सो दैट ही मे नॉट सफर विद द डायबिटीज। विद दीज वर्ड्स one thing more I want to add that in Ayurveda there are so many medicines which are being used from the since the inception of this science and nowadays they are in very modernized form in the tablet form and they are very much effective. I don't want to say that you should stop the modern medicine. You should not stop initially the modern medicine, you combine with this Ayurvedic medicine and then gradually the dose of modern medicine will be lower. And these Ayurvedic or herbal medicine will not harm your kidney and other organs. So the quality of life will be better. Thank you very much. With these words, I handed over the mic to my co-chairperson, Dr. S.K. Verma. And I beg pardon because I have a train from Abu Road, so I have to leave the session. Please, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Bhardwaj. तीन दिन से इतनी मीठी मीठी बातें सुनने के बाद ओम शांति ओम शांति। ये मीठी बातें हमें डायबिटीज से बहुत दूर रखेंगी। मेरे को चंद लाइनें याद आ रही हैं जब पहले दिन इनॉग्रेशन में डॉक्टर पटेल साहब ने चीफ एडमिनिस्ट्रेटर दादी जानकी के लिए बोली थी, उनको मैंने थोड़ा सा मॉडिफाई किया है। उन्होंने बोला था, शाम सूरज को ढलना सिखाती है, शाम सूरज को ढलना सिखाती है, शमा परवाने को जलना सिखाती है, और डॉक्टर श्रीमत साहू हमें डायबिटीज से लड़ना और बचना दोनों सिखाते हैं। इन्हीं शब्दों के साथ मैं हमारे डायबिटीज एक्सपर्ट श्री डॉक्टर श्रीमत साहू और आपके बीच में नहीं रहना चाहूंगा और माइक उनको हैंड ओवर करके इनसे प्रार्थना करूंगा कि वो अपना व्याख्यान शुरू करें।
ओम शांति। सभी प्यार से नहीं बोले, ओम शांति। मोस्ट रेस्पेक्टेड आवर सुप्रीम फादर श्री बाबा, रेस्पेक्टेड चेयरपर्सन्स एंड आई बिलीव मेनी माई टीचर्स आर हियर ऑल्सो एंड रेस्पेक्टेड कलीग्स, आई वेलकम यू ऑल and good evening also. Today we are going to listen a very warning subject, this is the need of the hour, that is holistic approach to diabetes. What is that? I will share you. After receiving a very delicious and a sumptuous spiritual feast, I believe this medical feast will not be that much appealing to you. That's why many of my colleagues I see they actually left, because in our life, our busy schedule, day and night we are talking medicine, 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 diseases. So naturally you have come all the way to listen spirituality, not medicine. But my friends, I will amalgamate spirituality and medicine. And I have made it very delicious, very sweet, very palatable. I feel you will enjoy also this sweet subject, that is holistic approach to diabetes. So this is a presentation for you. What are the types of healthcare we currently see in the scenario, present scenario? Mostly, you'll agree with me that most of our hospitals and systems, we are delivering the curative method. Our approach is curative. Patients come to us, we see their ailments and examine and give the treatment. Immediately the patient gets relief and he pays also, immediately get the credit. So it is very attractive. Everybody is inclined to this. But it is very well useful and needed also, but whatever we are doing, actually it is a patchwork only. But the other method, which is the preventive method of healthcare, it is actually, we know that prevention is better than cure. Not only better, I can say it is cheaper than cure also. But people are not attracted for that, this method, because it is time consuming and the result is not immediately seen and people do not pay immediately also. So most of our colleagues, they are not attracted for this method of our treatment. The third is promotive. Again, this promotive method also, it is also delayed. Immediately the results are not seen, so people are not attracted also. And the fourth one is the holistic one. Holistic, actually, what do you mean by holistic? You'll see very rare hospitals which they provide the holistic methodology to treat our ailment. Actually, in management of our health, the holistic approach should be the right approach. And we know that in defining health according to WHO, it is the complete well-being, physical, mental and social well-being of a person, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. All of us, we know. But my dear friends, in most of the hospitals, what we are doing? We are looking at the physical aspect only. Most of the time we forget the mental aspect of the patient. I can share my experience. When I was in Mumbai, long back, when I was actually, basically, you'll be surprised to know, I'm an anesthesiologist. I started my career as an anesthesiologist, but looking at the present scenario, how day by day, everybody is suffering from this killer disease, and people are slowly, as Sister Sivani was explaining you, how slowly we deteriorated, we never know. And we forgot everything. Similarly, this slow killer disease, how it is totally, actually devastating everything, our health, our economy, everything, it is devastating. People are unaware of that. And it is very obvious, because I know to listen spirituality, the hall was full. Now to listen about all these things, we are disgusted. So regarding diabetes also, people are unaware of this thing. So when I saw, and certain things happened in my own family also. What happened? It was long back, more than 15 years, I hope, 18 years. Once I went to my hometown and I saw my uncle. He was a very jovial fellow and he was very loving, hardworking. I saw him almost lean and thin. He must have lost about more than 20 kilos of body weight. And I asked, "What happened to you?" He told, "I don't know, I feel very weak." Immediately I could smell that he has diabetes. I tested his blood sugar and it was more than 350. Next day I had to come back to Mount Abu because since 21 years I am fortunate enough to be here and enjoying the heavenly life. You see, for a few days you come here and see, and 21 years we have passed here. I feel as if 21 days before only I came here. So next day I had to come back here. So I approached a physician in a district headquarter hospital. I told he is my uncle, I am an anesthesiologist, and he has diabetes. I am going back, can you take care of him? So immediately he told, okay, don't worry, you go, I'll take care. After 7 days coming here, I got a message that he was shifted to a medical college. I asked why. Then I got the answer, he had a ulcer in the foot, it was not healing and it was infected. So the physician referred him to a medical college. Again, after 7 days, I got the news that he was amputated. I was shocked. Because as a anesthesiologist, the perioperative management of diabetes, hypertension, all these diseases, because anesthetists are the surgeon's physician. In acute care settings, the role of a anesthetist, nobody understands what he can do. So, when I was treating myself, so many patients coming with very high sugar and they have to be operated. When I got the news that he was amputated, I was really shocked. And after 15 days, I got the message he passed away of septicemia. It was a really shock for me. And last year, you'll be surprised to know my cousin, he's 10 years junior to me, only earning member of the family, two kids. The father is retired, mother no more. He passed away because of complications of diabetes. And within 1 week time, 7 days only, his father died of acute myocardial infarction because of mental shock. So, I was telling, as an anesthesiologist, when I was working in Mumbai, I have seen in corporate hospital how people behave. A patient, when he is shifted to a operation theater, so many people will be around and nobody bothers. Whether male or female, somebody will come immediately strip. Somebody will come and poke a big needle and somebody will put a rice tube, something like that. And now, in most of the hospital, the scenario is like that. We forget sometimes that we are emotional beings. We have some psyche, we have some emotions, we have some mental faculty also, mental aspect also. So mostly in most of the hospitals, what we are doing? We are treating human beings like mere machines. Just like in a garage, when this vehicle, a scooter or a car is out of order, we dump it, the mechanic just repairs it, we pay some box and take our vehicle and come back. Similarly, we are doing in most of the hospitals. We are forgetting that human beings, we are emotional beings, we have a psyche, we have emotions. So mental aspect is equally important. When somebody is diagnosed as diabetic, the tremendous mental agony he has, people, those who are diabetic, they only realize. Otherwise, in busy schedule, we don't understand. Similarly, the social aspect, if something happens in a family, the whole family is disturbed. The society is also equally affected. So it is the complete well-being, mental, physical and social. But some years before, WHO had a different definition. It had four dimensions: mental, physical, social and the spiritual well-being of a person. But now if you look at the search the net, it has been deleted. The most important aspect, that is called the missing dimension of the health, the most important aspect, which is called the spiritual health. And what is that? People do not know. Spiritual health, you can get the real definition here only, I can say. Because I have asked to many colleagues in different conferences, many colleagues, I have asked, what is spiritual health? I welcome you if anybody can define what is spiritual health. Anybody, please. Anybody? What is spiritual health? My dear friends, we have forgotten that fourth dimension, and that's why WHO also has deleted that. Actually, the spiritual dimension, spiritual health is, if we realize that we are spirits, we are souls, we are not just the mere physical body. And not only that, we look at others also. We are the birds of same feather. We are souls, we have physical bodies, and we are sitting in the same branch, and we are playing our roles here. And the world is a family. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. This world is a family. And we see everybody, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Isai, hum sab aapas mein bhai bhai. In which sense? In which sense? We are not the children of the same mother or father. Then why? How? Because we are the children of God. We are not physical bodies. We are souls. That's why we are the children of God. That's why we are brothers. And so if we feel that we are soul and look at others also as soul, and we do not discriminate, we feel everybody, whoever may be, any religion, any caste, any creed, if we feel that they are our brothers, we are the children of God, and always thinking how to uplift, whatever we are thinking, it is for the benefit of the entire world, and simultaneously remembering our sweet father Shivava, then we are spiritually healthy. If our consciousness, we are conscious about our own identity, and we are looking at others also not as bodies, we are spiritual beings, then only we are spiritually healthy. And when somebody is spiritually healthy, not only mentally, the interpersonal, the social, the interpersonal, the emotional, physical, financial, vocational and intellectual, all well-beings automatically follows. If somebody is a physically healthy person, he'll be mentally healthy, he'll be physically healthy, he'll be socially healthy, he'll be vocationally, he'll be everything. All well-beings come automatically. So the missing dimension, which is the foundation of the health, we are neglecting, we are forgetting. That's why this is the scenario we see in the world. And my dear friends, in our spiritual university, in Brahma Kumaris World in Spiritual University, we preach what is spiritual health. That's why our Shivava tells that this is not only a university, it is also a spiritual hospital. We treat the soul, we treat the psyche here. So, the current, the hospitals where we are only treating the physical body only, That is not the correct approach. We should holistically approach it. And that's why Madhumeha, diabetes, it is such a disease, you'll know. Up till now, what we are doing? In most of the hospitals, if you go, a patient comes with diabetes, the doctors look at the blood sugar and immediately write some medication and go. That's all. But that is not the right way. That's why people are dying of various complications. And the scenario I will tell you later in my subsequent slides. Madhumeha and diabetes, this is a very old disease, ancient disease, it is not new disease. But why we are concerned for that? This disease, because previously the incidence was very less, prevalence was very, very less, out of some thousands or millions somebody will be suffering from diabetes. And long back, nearly thousands, 2000 years before, our Ayurvedacharya Charak and Susrut, they could diagnose what is Madhumeha. When somebody was passing urine, if the ants getting accumulated there, it was because in those days there was no sanitary systems like today. So they were diagnosing. But this disease, it has become very prevalent today. And if you go to the cities, every fourth, every fifth person is diabetic. Every fourth or fifth. And recently there was a news in Times of India, there was a survey in Gujarat. Every third individual is diabetic there. every third individual. So we should be very much concerned for that. So what is diabetes? Diabetes is not a single disease. Do you feel that it is a disease? No, it is a disease complex. It is a disorder. It is not a single disease entity. Diabetes mellitus is a metabolic disorder of multiple etiology. There is not a single cause for behind this. And it is characterized by chronic hyperglycemia. If you receive a saline bottle, DNS or 5% dextrose, if during your transfusion, if you, the infusion of the bottle, if you check your blood sugar, it may be high. Transiently, if it is high, it is not called diabetes. If chronically, for a long period of time, the blood sugar is high, it is called, then only it is called diabetes. And not only carbohydrate, but protein, fat, all these metabolisms get disorganized, and it results because of lack of insulin, either lack or the insulin is not working properly. Both the defects may be there. And it finally damages, dysfunctions, and there is failure of our vital organs like our heart, our brain, our kidneys, our blood vessels, nerves. So it is a lifelong lifestyle related, and it is a life-threatening disorder. It is a lifestyle-related disease, as Dr. Verma was telling, Dr. Bhardwaj was telling. Why this prevalence of diabetes is increasing very fast? Why? Because our lifestyle has changed. We have not changed. Our lifestyle has changed. We are the same devi-devata atmae, jo satyug mein hoke aaye hain, jahan completely pure, perfect, jaise Sivani Bhan bata rahi thi. परंतु what we have done? We have changed our lifestyle. देवी देवताएं जो खाते थे, जो खुश रहते थे, जो रास करते थे, हम कर रहे हैं? Full of tension and tension and tension. मैं tension का definition क्या कहता हूं जानते हैं? What is tension? You divide this word. Ten plus sun. Ten means? दस. और sun means? S-O-N sun means? बच्चा. किसी का दस नालायक बच्चा होगा तो जैसी हालत होगी उसकी, ऐसी हालत को ही टेंशन कहा जाता है. तो आज संसार में टेंशन ही टेंशन है. सो वी हैव चेंज्ड आवर लाइफस्टाइल. सो इट इज अ लाइफस्टाइल रिलेटेड डिजीज एंड इट इज अ लाइफ लॉन्ग डिजीज. वंस डायबिटिक, लाइफ लॉन्ग डायबिटीज. एक बार मीठे बच्चे हो गए तो मीठे बच्चे. आप यहां आए, एक बार स्वीट चिल्ड्रेन हो गए, यहां जो भी आते हैं हमारे शिव बाबा सबको मीठे बच्चे कह के पुकारते हैं, क्योंकि ओरिजिनल नेचर इज स्वीट. एक बार आप मीठे बच्चे होंगे ना, आप कड़ुए नहीं होंगे. जाके होंगे कड़ुए, जाके गुस्सा करेंगे, करेंगे नहीं करेंगे ना. तो एक बार आए इधर मीठे बच्चे हो गए तो लाइफ लॉन्ग मीठे बच्चे. एंड इट इज ए लाइफ थ्रेटनिंग डिजीज बिकॉज 80% डायबिटिक पेशेंट दे डाई ऑफ एक्यूट मायोकार्डियल इन्फेक्शन. दैट्स व्हाई द कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट दे से डायबिटीज इज ए कार्डियोवास्कुलर डिजीज. If you ask a cardiologist, he will say diabetes is a cardiovascular disease and it is manifested as hyperglycemia. They define like that. And if you ask a nephrologist, he will say diabetes is a renal disease manifested as chronic renal failure, proteinuria. Similarly, so I was telling this is not a single disease entity. It affects all our bodily organs and ultimately causes damage, dysfunctions and failure. And it is a multisystemic disorder. Multisystemic. All our systems, cardiovascular system, nervous system and all renal system, everything is affected. And it is a multifactorial disease. Not a single reason is behind this. And it is a multi-hormonal disorder. Initially we were thinking that only this insulin is responsible. But now it is seen that glucagon, the counter-regulatory hormones, they are equally important. And it is a slow disease, it is a slow killer, it is a silent killer, and it is a sweet killer. People do not know the importance. If somebody gets a little bit pain in the chest, immediately he will run to a cardiologist and the cardiologist say, you are having ischemic heart disease, please get admitted into ICU. Without thinking anything, he may sell his properties, ornaments, everything. He'll not take a second decision. Immediately he'll be admitted. But most of the patients, when they come with very high blood sugar of 600, 500, I tell, this is the time to be get admitted. It'll be, there will be problem to you. But they will give many excuses. Doctor sahab, ghar mein hamara koi nahi hai, savare savare hamara ek kutta hai na, usko savare savare thoda latrine karane, mujhe hi jana padta hai bahar ghumane ke liye, koi nahi hai. अपना जीवन इंपोर्टेंट नहीं हुआ, कुत्ता को लेटरिन कराना इंपोर्टेंट हो गया. दिस इज द सिनेरियो, दिस इज द स्टेट ऑफ अफेयर. सो पीपुल, बिकॉज देर इज नो पेन, नथिंग, मेरा तो 500 रहता है डॉक्टर साहब, कुछ रहा है कुछ नहीं है, मेरा चलता ही है. सो दिस इज स्लो डिजीज, दिस इज साइलेंट डिजर्डर एंड दिस इज स्वीट किलर. एंड डायबिटीज इज अ मेटाबोलिक एंड वास्कुलर डिजर्डर, दिस इज नॉट ओनली ए सुगर डिजीज. पीपुल मोस्टली कॉन्सेंट्रेट ऑन ब्लड सुगर ओनली, दैट्स ऑल. But no, it affects our blood vessels also. Because if suppose you put some water in a glass, nothing will happen if you keep it for a very long period of time. But suppose you add lot of sugar to that, it becomes like thick syrup, and keep it like that for a long period of time. What will happen? At the periphery there will be deposition of all these things. Similarly, when the blood sugar level goes very high, simultaneously our lipids get up. So they are deposited in the blood vessel, inner wall of the blood vessel, leading to microvascular and macrovascular complication. The retinopathy, nephropathy, neuropathy, the CVD, PVD and CAD. All these complications are because of the problem in the blood vessels. So it is a metabolic vascular disorder, and it is an epidemic, it is an endemic, and it has become a pandemic today. And in India particularly, if you look at this scenario, the number, you'll be surprised to know. I'll tell you in the subsequent slides. It affects all the physical, mental and social aspects of our health, and it has become the most serious and the number one health hazard today. And but still, it is preventable. The most important thing is that it is preventable at all primary, secondary and tertiary levels. What is primary prevention? If somebody has not yet developed diabetes, we can teach him, we can change his lifestyle so that he will not have diabetes in his life. Because I look at initially when 30 years before when I was an undergraduate student, my professors used to tell me that diabetes is an old age disease, forget about that. And our three sons in medicines, you know, three sons, what are those? Three sons, Hutchinson, Davidson and Harrison, three sons in medicine. So if you look at those days, 70s, the diabetes chapter was very little bit, only hardly few pages. And we're not reading too much, not concerned about diabetes. The incidence was very low, 1% or 2% those days. So actually, now the incidence, if you look at the young generation, because of the junk food, fast food, sedentary lifestyle, nobody is doing exercise or outdoor games, anything. That's why at a very early age, even 20s, they are coming with very high blood sugar. So we can prevent them by counseling them, by teaching them, changing their lifestyle. So primary prevention. And secondary prevention, if somebody has already diabetes, we can prevent him from developing complication. And if somebody has already complication, so we can prevent the end organ failure. That's why it is a preventable disease. It is at the primary level, secondary level and tertiary level. And this I have taken from Times of India. It is the news from 15th December 2011. Diabetes led to death of 10 lakh Indians this year. 10 lakhs. Just imagine. If a single disease can kill so many people, 10 lakhs means a big city gone totally. Do you feel the seriousness? In just 1 year time, if 10 lakhs people can die of a disease, how serious it is? Should we not become concerned for that? And I feel really it is a proud privilege and a great honor to address to the, although you very few are sitting here, I feel I am addressing the whole country, because you are the cream from the entire country. You have come here. So if you at all, if you take the message from here and can spread the message, one day we can actually prevent, and I believe it is a dream, you can say a dream, we can cure this disease. It is a strong belief, and one day I will see that this disease will be cured. And that's why it is called united, we curtail the epidemic by chronic care, and divided, we pave way for acute care in corporate hospitals, tertiary care center. So one man cannot handle this thing. This scenario is now like this, that if you alone, if you want, you can't do anything, just smallpox. Recollect the time when this smallpox was very prevalent. A single person working in the office, sitting in the chair and table, did he eradicate this disease? Now smallpox is no more, it is eradicated. How it was possible? How it is possible? By joint effort. We worked hard, all of us, our health workers, everybody, they worked hard. That's why it is no more. Similarly, for diabetes, we all have to work hard. Then only we can prevent, or we can defeat, or we can cure this disease one day. I have a very strong feeling. And let me know, if you don't mind, can you raise your hand, those who are diabetic here? See, wherever you go, 10% at least you will see, 10%, wherever. I have surveyed many people and I see the incidence is 10%. Those who are already diabetic, but you never know how many people are in pre-diabetic stage, they do not know. So, I always say, be aware, this sweet bee may bite you. Sweet bee. I define diabetes as a sweet bee. My dear friends, I can tell you, a time will come, if we are not getting up at this juncture of time, a time will come, every family will suffer from this disease, every body will suffer from this disease, and the events what I narrated in front of you, of my own family, this will be a scenario in every family, I tell you. That's why this is the time to get up, and we have to work together, then only we can defeat this disease. So let us join hand to fight diversity. What is diversity? Diabetes plus obesity is called diversity. Are you ready? Are you willing? Your very presence says that you are willing. Those who are really interested, they can raise your hand. Thank you very much. We have to get up now, we have to work hard together now, then only we will be actually able, otherwise this disease is going to be really, it will cause devastation in our country, not only in our country, in the whole entire world. So, can you comment this picture? What is this? He is a sumo wrestler and he is a little boy. What is he doing? He is going to fight with the sumo wrestler. People are laughing at him, he himself is also laughing. If you alone or a patient alone says that I can defeat diabetes, I can share you one example. Just few months back, one lady came. For the first time she was diagnosed diabetes. It was 350 something like that, blood sugar was like that. So she told, I can't believe, this is not my report. Your laboratory is totally fallacious. The report is fallacious, I never believe. I told, okay, you get the test from some other laboratory. She went into the market and got tested, again 350 something. She told, no, I don't believe in all these things because nobody in our family suffer from diabetes. I am very active, I am doing everything. Still, how it is not possible? I told, okay, after a few days, you just check again. Again, after 3-4 days, she checked, same. Then, by that time, she was a little bit. So, I told, okay, no problem. It has become like a disease like common cold. Everybody is suffering from common cold today. So, diabetes has become like that. Don't worry, nothing will happen. It will be alright. She told, no, Dr. Saab, I will not take medicine. I will cure it. Then she just went away. After 2-3 days, husband came and told, she is out of 24 hours he is doing kapalbhati and anulom vilom for 20 hours. लगी रहती है दिन रात कपाल भाति कर रही है सब खाली एक्सरसाइज कर रही है. अगेन आफ्टर 4 days she came back and told please check my blood sugar. I told okay and it was 450. You'll be surprised to know. So by just doing only one approach it is not possible. So what is holistic approach then? What is holistic approach? If you just look at one angle, it is a multifactorial disease. So if you just look at the exercise aspect, it is not going to be. So that's why we should have a multiple approach. We should take care of the physical aspect, mental aspect, social aspect and spiritual aspect. Then it is called holistic. Similarly, if we have different pathies, like Dr. Sava was telling, if we give allopathy, Ayurveda, homeopathy, whatever pathies we have, all pathies, we can give anything. Patients should be alright. Our motto is, that's why in our hospital, global hospital is a holistic hospital. In a single roof, under single roof, we have everything. All alternative medicines. Those who have that belief that they will be cured by Ayurveda, they are open. Those who believe in homeopathy system, they go to the homeopathy. So, whatever pathies you give, patient should be alright. Similarly, actually, I recollect the first day in my medical college, my anatomy professor, in the first lecture, what he told, still I have printed in my heart. He told, my dear children, whatever pathies you read, might be allopathy, might be homeopathy, might be any pathy, but unless you have sympathy, you'll never be a successful doctor in your life. So, holistic means not only a single pathy, but by multiple approach, and the most important is spiritual health, that is sympathy. Unless you have a sympathetic corner in your heart, you'll never be a successful doctor and patient will not be cured also. So, holistic means taking care of all, and curative, preventive, promotive, then only it is holistic. So, I tell always, if you alone try to fight, you may try. There is no harm in trying. You can try your level best also. But what will happen? The result will be like this. But suppose, two individuals, they join together. It is called 1 plus 1 is equal to 11. So if you join together, then he has to think. That's why American Diabetes Association, World Health Organization, International Diabetes Federation, all are telling, all the nations, you join together, join together. If all of us will join together, what will happen? Is it possible to defeat diabetes? Yes? Those who say yes, please raise your hand. So, yes, it is possible. That's why you see. Possible? Itna bada chotu ko chotu hara diya na usko? Gira diya na? So, this is the trend I was telling. In 1970-71, it was just only 1%. And slowly, it's 2006, 18%. And long back, Dr. Vishwanathan in Chennai South, for the first time he told diabetes in India is going to really be a very serious affair and all our health professionals we should get off and work joint together. That's why in the world first diabetes hospital center is in Chennai. In American still they do not believe in diabetology should be a separate subject and separate discipline of medicine. And till now in our countries also, the endocrinologists are taking care of the disease. But how many endocrinologists are there in our country? In cities also you'll hardly see. And what is the prevalence? Do you know what is the prevalence of diabetes today? How many people are suffering from diabetes in India? What is the number? How many millions of people are suffering in India? Pardon? Anybody? This is the numbers. This is the recent ICMR report. 62.4 millions, that means 6 crores, 6.3 crores of people, they are suffering from diabetes, already documented. But what is the number of pre-diabetes, do you know? Do you know pre-diabetes how much? It is 77.2 millions. So if you add together how much people are suffering from diabetes, you see, because this borderline diabetes is also equally dangerous. And the prediction is by 2030 it will be 100 millions, 10 crores, but it is much less. So we hope, we have to think for this very seriously. Do you feel that we should think it very seriously? So this is the need. Diabetes management requires a holistic approach. The conventional approach is not efficient. The way we are treating, that's why the prevalence is very high and the complications rates are very high, and so many people are dying every year. So we should be concerned for that. That's why there is the need of a holistic approach. So what is holistic approach? Holistic approach, the diabetes terminology itself contains the meaning. D stands for not only diet and D-addiction. You know, cigarette smoking, tobacco in any form is hazardous. And a diabetes patient, he is smoking and taking tobacco, 100% myocardial infarction, 100%. So D-addiction is a must. If you are not D-addicting, then the patient will come with complications. It is 100%. Similarly, what is I? I for not only insulin, injectables and oral drugs. In injectable, we have many other drugs like exenatides, liraglutide. They are also injectable drugs. And what is A? A for awareness of its seriousness. People are not aware of the seriousness of the disease. They have to be made aware. People, they do not know. 400, 500 sugar, not testing, not taking medicine. So people should be aware of this seriousness. Then only we will be able to treat this. Similarly, B for behavioral therapy and motivation. Because there is a behavioral disorder. If suppose somebody has not exercised any day in the life, and now you say you exercise half an hour in the morning and half an hour in the evening. Most of our doctors, colleagues, they write in the prescription itself, half an hour exercise morning, half an hour. Will he do? Somebody has a very sweet tongue. Every day he takes some sweet after food. If you say that stop taking sweets, will he stop? It is not easy. Thousands time you have to motivate him, you have to change his behavior. It is not a small job. Similarly, E for exercise and physical activity, not only exercise. What happens? People morning, they do half an hour exercise and whole day they will be sitting and watching a TV. And my dear friends, prolonged sitting is hazardous. And most of us, we do that. In our busy life schedule, we sit only. So not only exercise, but we have to do our physical, we should be physically active, doing the official work or homework or anything, gardening, anything. We should be active physically. And similarly, T for timely tests and monitoring. Timely test. When to test and what test? And monitoring of different complications. Then only you can prevent. Similarly, what is E again? E for education and empowerment. The patient has to be educated. What is diabetes? What are the types of diabetes? What is the cause? What diet he is supposed to take? Everything he has to be, because patients, they come to us for just 5 minutes or 10 minutes in a month or 2 months, 3 months. The whole life he has to live. He should know how to take care of this disease. That's why this education and empowering, because once somebody is diagnosed diabetic, he is morally depressed totally. He has to be empowered. And again, S for stress-free living and keeping a balance in life. Because stress is diabetogenic. Most of the patients are today are stressed. That's why they are developing diabetes. So unless you treat this aspect, and why stress occurs? Because they are unable to cope with the situation, keeping a balance in life. So those who keep a perfect balance in life, they will be free from tensions and worries and stress. So we have to distress this patient. Then only he will be alive. So if we are taking care of all these aspects, then only it is called holistic approach. And I have actually depicted in a pictorial form, like diabetes management is compared to a stool, a table. There are four legs. The first leg is diet, the other is exercise, third is drug, fourth is monitoring or test. But if a table has only four legs and there is no tabletop, what is the use of the table? And this tabletop is education and awareness of the disease. And above that, what is this? Exercise already I have mentioned. This is the art of balance and stress-free living. Those who can keep balance. And I have shown here not one individual. I have shown two individuals. Why? Because human being is a social animal. You cannot go to a jungle and recite like a sannyasi sitting alone saying that I don't have anger, I don't have greed, I don't have anything. I come to this earth and live together. Then only if you say that I don't have anger, then we'll agree. So you cannot stay alone. You have to work jointly, togetherly. And those who can keep a balance and change themselves, mold themselves, and adjust with others, harmonious with others, then only they will be stress-free. That's why I have shown two individuals here. And diet is a very important aspect in diabetes management. Diet is a basic and efficient tool for ensuring sugar control. Whatever drug, whatever path is, whatever you try, but if the patient is not following his diet, he is never going to be controlled. So diet, he should understand. Similarly, exercise is a very important vital aspect of diabetes management. And somebody has told, diabetes exercise is the best insulin sensitizer available in the market, the cheapest insulin sensitizer. You'll be surprised to know, I admit patients in my hospital, and those who have come with the tablet, conventional tablet, just few months back, few patients from UK, they got admitted. And they are very fussy, you know. They told, we won't take Indian medicine. We'll continue our own medicine only, but we'll not change our medication. I told, okay. Then I taught them exercise morning and evening. You'll be surprised to know, in just 2 days span of time, they started developing hypoglycemia. They got admitted in 300, 400 sugar, and 2 days span of time only hypoglycemia. Same drug. I reduced the dose. And when I discharged, only 1/4 medication. So, exercise is the most important aspect of diabetes management. We should think of that. We should add also. And drugs also, whenever it is required, may it be allopathy, may it be homeopathy, may it be Ayurveda. And education is the treatment. Education is the treatment. And that's why the Professor Jocelyn has told diabetes, the patient who knows the most about diabetes lives the longest. People do not know what is diabetes, what is the harmful side effects, what are the complications. That's why they neglect and come with multiple. Do you know? In every 30 seconds, every half a minute, anywhere, somewhere in a hospital, in a diabetic patient is losing his feet. Somebody is amputated. Kisi na kisi hospital mein, har aadhe minute mein, koi na koi diabetes patient ka paon katwa ja raha hai. Sochiye, this is the state of affair. So, and test and monitoring, equally important. The most important aspect, why? I always say, the control of diabetes is very simple. Remember, just only diet. D for diet, I for insulin, E for exercise, and T for test. If you remove T from here, what letters are there? D-I-E, die. If patient does not test, he will die of complications. So that's why it is important. And similarly, stress-free living is very important because stress is diabetogenic. And to increase the inner strength, to maintain mind stability, to enjoy every moment of life, what do we have to do? Practice Raj Yoga meditation, because there is no medication for stress-free life. only meditation is the only medication I can tell. If you are, actually I can take another 10 minutes. If you want to see some slides regarding meditation, how it is effective, I can show you. Can you sit here for another 5-10 minutes? Okay. So, practice Raja Yoga meditation. We teach our patients, but what about us? We have to be healthy. We have to be role model in front of others. Then only the patient will follow us. And if ourselves, we doctors, we are unhealthy, then what will be the state of our patients? So doctors should be, I tell doctors, every doctor should be a teacher. Every doctor should be, whatever discipline you have, everybody should be a diabetologist now. Then only you can fight this disease and ailments and we can defeat it. Otherwise, there will be a very serious affair in the very near future, I can tell you. So, practice Raja Yoga meditation. Sometimes in life, we are unable to decide this way or that way, what to do. But always, there should be a balance. There should be a balance. And work, profession. Family life, professional life. Spiritual life, professional life. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it has been mentioned, those who are yogi, they always keep a balance of everything. Ninda, stuti, jaya, parajaya, hani, love, so many things. So, the balance, those who keep a balance in life, they remain blissful. And that's why the yogi, they are called, their name is added with Anand Sabd. Sivanand, Vivekanand, Dayanand, Chidanand. So Anand, Anand means blissful life. So those who keep a balance in life, they become blissful. And they receive blessings from everybody and God Himself. So the balance is very important. So the art of balance, diet, exercise and drug. And education, stress relieving, test and monitoring. So these are the various balances. So balance is the secret and success of life. So those who keep balance, they only succeed. If a huge elephant can keep a balance, being human being, is it impossible? Is it impossible? So the art of balance is also equally important. And 21st century, you know, everything we want fast, fast, fast. We have the fastest man in the world now, Usain Bolt. We have the fastest car, Pagani Junda F. We have the fastest train. We have the fastest jet. We have the fastest jet bike even, 250 miles per hour. And do you know what is this? This is a motorcycle only. It runs 322 miles per hour. This is a motorcycle. And what is this? What is this? This is a bicycle. This is a bicycle and it runs 81 miles per hour. So, today we are fast at every aspect of our life. In 21st century, man wants everything fast, fast and fast. We want fast music. आजकल के बच्चों को कोई स्लो म्यूजिक पसंद नहीं है क्लासिकल वाला कोई नहीं सुनेगा अभी फास्ट डिस्को म्यूजिक बजेगा देखेंगे एंड साइमल्टेनियसली वी वांट फास्ट फूड जंक फूड वी आर रनिंग एंड रनिंग एंड रनिंग वी आर एट हरी वी आर वरीड एंड वी आर ईटिंग करीज एंड दैट्स वे वी आर सॉरी So the end result is stress. And stress is a burning problem of the 21st century. What is stress? In fact, stress is the most important proxicular today. Why proxicular? Because stress is behind the initiation, exacerbation and precipitation of all the killer diseases like heart disease, the hypertension, diabetes, cancer, mental illness, everything. Stress is behind the scene. That's why it is called mental. It is the proxicular. And stress, it is contributes about 60% of all human illnesses. And it no part of our body escapes from the effect of stress. And in the modern times, stress is emerging as the number one silent killer amongst all diseases affecting human beings. So stress is very important. And do you know, if somebody is stressed, about more than 1400 different physical, the chemical activities continues in our body, secreting tons of catecholamines inside our body. So this occurs in a very regular phenomenon, regular way. If somebody is whipping a horse constantly, what will happen? He'll die. Similarly, the physical effect is like this. So, how to manage stress then? The key to stress management is the ability to change our own thoughts process. And to stop stress from invading our body and mind, what do we have to do? Practice Raj Yoga Meditation. There is no other medication for that. So, meditation for stress-free life. What is meditation? Meditation is the science of self-realization. What is meditation? Meditation is a science of self-realization and realization of the real I. Who am I? Real I. Have you ever asked yourself, who am I? You have been listening since so many days. Who are you? Are you a physical being? Are you this body? No. Because this body is just a mixture of flesh and bones, nothing else. That's why the science says we are physical beings living in a physical body. The science says we are physical bodies, physical beings living in physical world. But in fact, we are spiritual beings living in a physical body. We are spiritual beings living in a physical body. And the human body is the best picture of the human soul. Human body is the best picture of the human soul. Siva Nibhan bata rahi thi, jab hum atma hai bilkul pure, bilkul 100% pure the. Kaisa tha hamara sarir? Nirogi kaya, kanchan kaya, sarvagun sampan, sholakala sampan. We are perfect. There is no disease, there is no hospital, there won't be any doctors in the golden age. So, jaisa hamara jevar hota hai, aisa uska dibba hota hai. आप एक प्योर डायमंड का कुछ ज्वेलरी खरीद के लाएंगे, उसका जो डिब्बा होगा वो गोल्डन होगा या सिल्वर में देगा, प्लास्टिक का नहीं होगा. आप अगर कोई डुप्लीकेट खरीद के लाते हैं, कोई इमिटेशन से लाते हैं, क्या होगा? प्लास्टिक के डिब्बे में ही मिलेगा. सो दिस बॉडी इज मेड अप ऑफ जस्ट बोन एंड फ्लेश, एंड व्हेन द सोल एंटर्स इनटू इट वी आर कॉल्ड ह्यूमन बीइंग्स. बट इन फैक्ट वी आर स्पिरिचुअल बीइंग्स. जन्म मरण के चक्र में हम आते हैं, आत्मा जाती है, मां के गर्भ में एक शरीर में प्रवेश करती है, बच्चा बनते हैं, बड़े होते हैं, बूढ़े हो जाते हैं, फिर आत्मा जाती है. पुनरपि जन्मम, पुनरपि मरणम, पुनरपि जननी जठरे शयनम. दिस द साइकिल, लाइफ साइकिल गोज ऑन एंड गोज ऑन एंड गोज ऑन. एंड मेडिटेशन इज रियलाइजिंग द सेल्फ एज ए सोल एंड रिमेंबरिंग द स्वीटेस्ट फादर सुप्रीम सोल. इफ यू रिमेंबर योर सेल्फ दैट आई एम ए सोल एंड इफ यू रिमेंबर आवर फादर सुप्रीम सोल, इट इज कॉल्ड मेडिटेशन. आपको कहीं जाके आंख बंद करके किसी गुफा में बैठने की कोई आवश्यकता नहीं. मेडिटेशन इज लवफुल रिमेंबरेंस ऑफ आवर सुप्रीम फादर. इफ यू आर लवफुली, यू आर वेरी विथ ए लविंग हार्ट, इफ यू आर रिमेंबरिंग आवर सुप्रीम फादर, हाउ ग्रेट ही इज, इट इज कॉल्ड मेडिटेशन. आंख बंद करके चुपचाप जाके बैठ जाना, उसको कोई मेडिटेशन नहीं कहा जाता है. मेडिटेशन इज गेटिंग मर्स्ड विद द लव डिवाइन, बीइंग डिटेच्ड फ्रॉम द वर्ल्डली रिमेंबरेंस. इफ यू आर फॉरगेटिंग एवरीथिंग एंड यू आर मर्स्ड विद द टोटली इंटॉक्सिकेटेड एंड मर्स्ड विद द लव डिवाइन, देन इट इज कॉल्ड मेडिटेशन. एंड मेडिटेशन इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग द ओरिजिनल डिवाइन वर्च्यूज ऑफ द सोल. सिस्टर शिवानी टोल्ड यू व्हाट आर द ओरिजिनल डिवाइन वर्च्यूज. कैसा था, कैसे थे हम, कैसे परफेक्ट थे, उसको याद करना, उसका नाम ही मेडिटेशन. मेडिटेशन इज कॉन्शियस कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द सुप्रीम कॉन्शियसनेस. हु इज द सुप्रीम कॉन्शियसनेस? शिवा वा गॉड. कॉन्शियसली इफ यू आर इन द कॉन्शियसनेस ऑफ द सुप्रीम कॉन्शियसनेस, देन ओनली इट इज कॉल्ड मेडिटेशन. इफ यू आर गोइंग समवेयर सिटिंग एंड साइलेंटली क्लोजिंग योर आइज एंड यू आर डोजिंग, यू आर स्लीपिंग, इट इज नॉट कॉल्ड मेडिटेशन. सो यू आर कॉन्शियसली यू आर रिमेंबरिंग द Supreme consciousness. And meditation is the golden key for all attainments from the Supreme Father. If you do meditation, you are connected to the powerhouse. What will happen? You will attain everything, all powers, all knowledge, all virtues, everything, you attain everything from Him. And meditation is constantly swinging with ecstasy, sitting on the heart throne of God. If you feel that you are sitting on a swing, and it is the heart throne of God Himself, and you are experiencing the angelic stage, it is called meditation. Meditation is attainment of all divine powers from the Supreme Father to destroy the negativities of life. She was telling, हमारे आठ हाथ थे क्या? थे हमारे कभी आठ हाथ? ये सब शक्तियां भगवान से शक्ति लेकर हमारे सारे नेगेटिविटीज को डिस्ट्रॉय करने का नाम है मेडिटेशन. यू रिसीव ट्रेमेंडस पावर फ्रॉम गॉड. हैव यू एवर रेड अबाउट राजयोगा बाय स्वामी विवेकानंद? स्वामी विवेकानंद राइट्स इन ए बुक. इट वॉज जस्ट पतंजलिस मेडिटेशन पद्धति व्हाट एवर ही हैज रोट. आई एक्चुअली गॉन थ्रू दैट बुक. स्वामी विवेकानंद राइट्स, a yogi after meditation experiences, a yogi after meditation experiences as if he can engulf the entire ocean and he can sink the Himalayan. Sare samundar ko pee jaunga, sara Himalaya ko utha ke ekdam phenk dunga, aisa anubhav hota hai. So you receive tremendous power from God. He is the almighty authority. So with that power you can destroy all your negativities in your life. And meditation is experiencing bodiless and double light. You feel that you don't have a body. It is so light you can fly even. Otherwise human beings, they do not fly. And still they are picturized as angels. And meditation is remembering God, our beloved Father. Just like a child, just simply he remembers his father. Wherever he is, whatever he is doing, there is no need to sit squatting on a just deer skin or going to a remote place in the bank of a river underneath a tree. There is no need. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, you can remember God as your Father. And meditation is spreading the vibration of good wishes to the entire world. Sare world ko sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschit dukkha bhaga bhavet. Ye hum sunte to aaye hain. Practically, are you doing it? इसलिए शिवानी बहन बता रही थी कि आपको कोई बिलीफ सिस्टम को चेंज नहीं करना है, आपको इसको प्रैक्टिकल करना है. तो दैट इज कॉल्ड प्रैक्टिकल स्पिरिचुअलिटी. सो सभी के लिए सुभावना रखना, उसी को ही वास्तव में मेडिटेशन कहा जाता है. मेडिटेशन इज फेसिंग ब्रेवली द ऑब्स्टेकल्स ऑफ लाइफ बाय होल्डिंग द हैंड ऑफ द ऑलमाइटी सुप्रीम फादर. जैसे एक छोटा बच्चा अपना बाप का हाथ पकड़ा है तो उसको कोई डर नहीं, कोई चिंता करने की बात नहीं. उसके साथ कहीं लड़ाई झगड़ा हुआ होगा, उसका सीनियर कोई पिटाई फिटाई किया होगा, तो बाप का हाथ पकड़ा है तो उसको भी जाके पिटाई करके आ जाता है. सिमिलरली जीवन में दोस्तों परिस्थिति तो आएगी, समस्या आएंगे, विघ्न आएंगे, परंतु अगर भगवान का हाथ और साथ पकड़े हुए हैं तो जीवन में कोई भी परिस्थिति आपको कुछ भी रोक नहीं सकता है. इसलिए कहते हैं जिसका साथी है भगवान, बोलिए, जिसका साथी है भगवान उसको क्या रोकेगा आंधी और तूफान. तो जीवन में वो स्थिति की अनुभूति होगी. सो मेडिटेशन इज रिपीटेशन और रिसाइटेशन ऑफ द क्वालिटीज ऑफ गॉड. परमात्मा के गुणों को, परमात्मा के एहसान को, उपकार को चिंतन करना, उसका नाम ही मेडिटेशन है. चुपचाप बैठ के अपने थॉट्स प्रोसेस को नील कर देना, उसका नाम मेडिटेशन नहीं है. एंड मेडिटेशन इज द पाथ टू लिबरेशन एंड लिबरेशन इन लाइफ. मुक्ति का रास्ता. अभी जाने का समय आ गया ना कि रहना है, ये जाना है ना, तो जाने के लिए परमात्मा को याद करना पड़ेगा, तो ही तो हमें ले जाएंगे. And to be in meditation means realizing that God is watching me. अगर आपके कोई senior, कोई बहुत respectable person आपके सामने बैठे हैं, आपको देख रहे हैं, तो आपसे कोई पाप कर्म होगा? कोई आप neglect कर सकते हैं? Irresponsible हो सकते हैं? Suppose कोई subordinate उसके सामने उसका boss बैठा है, कैसे बैठेगा, कैसे करेगा, क्या करेगा? तो हमेशा जीवन में अगर हम सोचते हैं भगवान मुझे देख रहे हैं, क्या होगा? पाप कर्म कर सकते हैं, चोरी कर सकते हैं, गुस्सा कर सकते हैं. तो टू बी इन मेडिटेशन मीन्स रियलाइजिंग दैट गॉड इज वॉचिंग मी. भगवान मुझे देख रहे हैं, उसका नाम ही मेडिटेशन है. आपको कोई गेरुए कपड़े पहन के कहीं जाके कोई जंगल में जाने की आवश्यकता ही नहीं है. एंड मेडिटेशन इज एक्सपीरियंसिंग ब्लिस एंड सुपर सेंसुअस जॉय बाय लवफुल रिमेम्बरेंस ऑफ डिवाइन फादर. तो भगवान की याद में एकदम अतीन्द्रिय सुख, आनंद ही आनंद, परमानंद है अनुभव करना, उसका नाम ही मेडिटेशन है. मेडिटेशन गिव्स द एक्स्ट्रासी ऑफ लिबरेशन इन लाइफ. जीवन मुक्त का अनुभव करने का साधन है मेडिटेशन. मेडिटेशन मेक्स वन फील कंप्लीटली स्ट्रेस फ्री इन द डिवाइन लाइफ ऑफ गॉड द मदर. जैसे एक छोटा बच्चा अपने मां की गोदी में है तो उसको चिंता होती है, टेंशन होता है, स्ट्रेस होता है. तो इसी प्रकार भगवान मां की गोदी में अपने को एक छोटा बच्चा के रूप में अनुभव करना अगर करते हैं तो उसका नाम ही मेडिटेशन है. तो आप सभी भले उम्र में बड़े हैं लेकिन भगवान के सामने आप कौन हो? हम कितने भी उम्र में कितने बड़े हो जाए लेकिन हमारी मां के सामने हम कौन है? तो भगवान भी हमको किस रूप में देखते हैं? तो आप अपने आप को बच्चा अनुभव करते हैं कि संभव है, सहज है? यहां आए हैं भगवान के घर में, यहां अपने को बच्चा अनुभव करिए. देखिए मैं तो मेरे जीवन में मैं कहता हूं मुझे कुछ भी पता नहीं है, आलू का रेट कितना है, चीनी का रेट कितना है, इलेक्ट्रिक बिल क्या है, कुछ नहीं. मैं सवेरे शाम जो भी जहां मिलता है यहां भगवान के घर में खाते हैं, सेवा करते हैं, संपूर्ण निश्चिंत जीवन है. एक छोटा बच्चा का लाइफ जैसा है ऐसा है, क्या करना है? तो जीवन में एक इसलिए कहावत है, बचपन के दिन भुला न देना, आज हंसे कल रुला न देना. तो आप एक्सपीरियंसिंग लाइक ए चाइल्ड इन द लाइफ ऑफ गॉड द मदर इज कॉल्ड मेडिटेशन. सो प्रैक्टिस एंड प्रैक्टिस एंड प्रैक्टिस राजयोग मेडिटेशन. मे गॉड ब्लेस यू. थैंक यू वेरी मच. लास्ट में एक शब्द है, आपको कोई क्वेश्चन है, टाइम नहीं है, इसलिए फिर कभी मिलेंगे. जस्ट ए मिनट. टेक ए पिंच ऑफ सुगर एंड पुट इन योर आइज. टेक ए पिंच ऑफ सुगर एंड पुट इन योर आइज. क्या होगा? क्या होगा? सो यू विल हैव स्वीट ड्रीम्स. यू विल हैव स्वीट ड्रीम्स. इफ यू वांट मसाला ड्रीम्स, इफ यू वांट मसाला ड्रीम्स, ट्राई चिली पाउडर. Good night. Thank you very much. Thank you. I took a lot of time.
Please sit down. Our co-chairperson has to give his remarks. 2 minutes. आपके अंदर बहुत सहन शक्ति है, मुझे पता है. 2 minutes, co-chairperson, let him give his remarks.
Thank you, Dr. Sachin. And thank you all the participant and especially to our speaker, Dr. Shrikant Sahu, who has enlightened us on such an important issue of holistic approach to diabetes. And he not only discussed his topic but has also discussed about the various issues of meditation, different aspects of meditation. So in one session he has taken 2 lectures. One is on holistic approach to diabetes and another on meditation. We all should give a very big hand to Dr. Shrimant Sahu. Thank you, Dr.
I request Brahma Kumari sisters to felicitate Dr. Saab. Banarsi Bhai Dr. Saab ka swagat karenge, unka satkar karenge Brahma Kumari ki taraf se. Dr. Saab is from Delhi GTB Hospital, UCMS, head of the Department of Forensic Medicine. 30 सेकेंड आप बैठ सकते हैं साइलेंस में. 30 सेकेंड, यू हैव पेशेंस. तो 30 सेकेंड मैं बोलता हूं. आज का दिन